the double slit wave collapse. In this book, I have endeavored to keep the science as accurate as possible, even in the latter half of the story, where the world has advanced well beyond our current understanding. You will find that the new gizmos and doodads I describe have their groundings in today's technological innovation. And yet, if you are a physicist, there is no doubt a point in the narrative at which you were pulling your hair out, assuming said resource is available to you for such abuse. I have very little left myself, and so must be content with banging my head against hard objects. I'm speaking, of course, of the junk science employed by Giles and the double-split experiment. For those listeners who are not physicists, I feel I must clear up a few things. There are today researchers actively conducting studies that utilize the double-slit experiment as a means to detect consciousness precisely in the way I have represented. Peter Nowak is a fictional character I have created for the purposes of this book, mostly because using real people can sometimes get messy. Additionally, I knew I would be writing this final section as an explanation, wherein I would detail for you why the experiment, as represented, just doesn't make a lot of sense. There is nothing mystical or paranormal about the collapse of the interference pattern. The act of observing the electron as it passes through the slit does in fact collapse the waveform. But as I note in the story, the application of consciousness to said observation is of no impact to the result. Recall, we put a mechanical detector on one slit and the waveform collapses. It works whether we are conscious of the electron or not. The thing one must understand about observation is that it is not a passive activity. When you see a thing, you are not isolated from it. If you and I are standing across from each other and you see me, what that really means is light, or rather photons, are bouncing off of me, traveling toward you, and being collected by your eyes, your sensors. There is a physical thing that must come into contact with me and carry information back to you in order for you to detect me. Whether you are using light from the visible spectrum, X-rays, microwaves, or radio waves, this is how observation occurs. There is no other way. At our classically relative size, the photon does not change my state in any way you can detect outside of a general condition of visibility. When you shrink things down to the quantum world, however, behaviors change. An electron is about the smallest thing in the known universe that we can detect. It is so small, in fact, that we really don't know how small it truly is. In other words, we have no way to accurately measure it. We make estimates, because saying the words, "I don't know," makes us feel uncomfortable as hell. But if we want to be accurate, we don't really know. An electron is so small, in fact, that when you send a photon at it, the subsequent collision sends the electron flying off in another direction, and because you need something like a photon to carry data about the electron back to you for observation to take place, you can see where all the problems arise. You can't detect the thing in its natural state. If you do, you change its behavior entirely, and then it's off doing something completely different. This is, in essence, the heart of the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Trust me, it has annoyed better people than you or me. It's just a thing we all have to live with. In the quantum world, observation equals interaction, and interaction yields changing behavior. It's one of those sad truths that Giles might have uncovered if he'd had more sleep and time to prepare for his presentation. He might have saved himself some embarrassment. But then we might be without a story as well. In his experiment, Giles sets up the double slit and line camera in a closed environment, meaning that the fired electron could not be interfered with through observation. Because he did not understand the nature of what observation does at the quantum level, the known measurable behavior of the electron became reducible to him as some sort of mystical property, and predictably, because his test rig was not detecting the electron as it traveled, the interference pattern was maintained throughout. I feel as though we may forgive him, however. His background was in the fields of psychology and computer science, not physics. For the layman, myself included, many of these things do tend to take on an aspect of magic until someone more knowledgeable explains the details. I thought long and hard about whether I would include this explanation in the book. As a rule, I avoid interpreting anything for my readers and like to imagine the curious ones will independently check up on my facts and hopefully, when they find these little inconsistencies, feel as though they scored a win against the story. But the double slit experiment is one of the more misunderstood phenomena in modern physics today. I can't tell you how many talks and demonstrations I've encountered now in preparation for this book, where the presenter boldly states that no one has yet figured out the reasons behind the waveform collapse. It simply is not true. Some really smart people have it all under control. Ultimately, I have decided to include this explanation here, because I have no wish to contribute to the confusion.